Parliament has passed the Justice Legislation Amendment Bill, a law that fixes a loophole that once stopped some survivors from holding institutions accountable or claiming compensation. The Wire's Momina Shuker spoke with Kathleen Maltzan, CEO of Sexual Assault Services Victoria, about what the law means for survivors.
This is a great relief for many, many survivors who essentially were eligible to compensation because of child sexual abuse by priests and other people. And many people, thousands of people, had pending cases essentially when the High Court decided that priests or a particular priest shouldn't be considered as employee-like, which reversed what it had been the practice until then. So there were, thousands of people in limbo. And this judgment re-establishes what we all know, that those priests were not working for themselves. They were working for the church, and the church had responsibilities and often, knew what was happening or should have known. It provides great reassurance, I think, for those particular survivors, but also into the future now. And because it's legislation rather than a court case, it establishes this as the law of the land in Victoria.
How did the Bird versus DP High Court decision leave survivors in that legal limbo, as you mentioned?
The court determined that the practice that had been established, which was to accept that the churches and similar organisations had vicarious liability for priests, etc., it said, well, no, that was not explicit or that should not be read into the law. The law didn't provide that, and so it essentially sent the issue back to Parliament to fix. Problem is, of course, that Parliaments often work slowly and people don't know what the outcome might be. And so courts just had to proceed with that determination from the High Court, not dictating, but sort of setting the parameters of the decisions they could make. So it meant that many survivors who should have been able to expect restitution and recognition of what happened to them weren't able to. And the courts can't also say, well, we're just going to wait while Parliament works this out. That's not how it works. So cases went through where people who had a very good prospect of reasonable restitution got very little or nothing. So, that was the flow-on impact from the High Court decision.
Why is Sexual Assault Services Victoria advocating for two minor amendments in the bill?
They're minor but important. So one of the changes is at the moment the legislation says essentially that someone, an institution can have vicarious liability for somebody, for example, when they're doing as a volunteer activities that are sort of integral to their role. Well, sexual assault is integral to nobody's role. So we want to change the wording to be changed so it says when they're doing their ordinary role, their day-to-day activities, that make it clear that they're a volunteer. The second issue that we're concerned about is that there's something in the law that talks about needing to establish the extent of control of a institution for an employee, and we're concerned that that will open a way for people to say, oh, well, I didn't really know or I shouldn't have had to know. And given we know that there is a deep, long, damaging history of institutions going, well, we couldn't have known full well that their employees or volunteers were raping children, we're concerned about that being left in.
What does this, I guess, bill mean for the rest of the states?
Look, as I understand it, the attorneys general around the country have really been looking at this issue and trying to get a shared position. So the ACT has already moved. Now Victoria is, I hope that this, in a sense, both gives encouragement to other states and territories to act and puts some pressure on them.
That was Kathleen Maltzan, CEO of Sexual Assault Services Victoria, speaking to The Wire's Momina Shuker